Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're here at our two police and two military organizations here in the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho. And I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you today. And we have a guest today, folks, for the first hour from 10 to 11 Pacific time. It's a female named Sam. And she's Sam Tittle, T-I-T-T-L-E. And she's running for president of the United States. And she's a great gal, fantastic lady. And she isn't pro-Israel like, what's her name, the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. When I saw her office, there was no American flag in there. There was just an Israeli flag in her office, no American flag. So Sarah Palin is pro-Israel more than she is pro-America. Okay. Sam, are you there?
I sure am. Good afternoon and good morning on the West Coast there with Jack McLam. This is Sam Tittle.
Okay, Sam. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Palin is so pro-Israel that she didn't even have an American flag in her governor's office in Alaska. She only had the Israeli flag in the office there. And,
yes, a lot of these politicians, these politicians forget that this is about America. But go right ahead, bring us back up to where you were speaking about that flag.
Yes, yes. The only thing she had in her office was an Israeli flag and not an American flag at all. So she's pro-Israel more than she's pro-America. Sarah Palin is. But anyway, let's go to you, Sam. Let's turn the microphone over to you, Sam, and ask you start telling us about how you got to the point where you're running for president of the United States. Give us a little background on yourself.
I sure will. First of all, thank you, Jack, for allowing me the privilege of having your listeners know that there's another candidate out there this time for them. This is their campaign. Hello, listeners. My name is Sam Tittle, and I'm running for the 2012 presidency of the United States of America. I will win this campaign because you will win. This is your campaign. That's right, your campaign. This election this year, 2012, is not for me. It's not for the media. It's not for the establishment. It's not for those who would tell you who to vote for. You would be voting against yourself if you voted for someone other than Sam Tittle, because I decided that I am in this presidential race for you Americans, you citizens of the United States of America who so dearly love your country.
Hold on, Sam. I hear the music there. We're going to take a quick break on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back with our candidate, Sam Tittle, for President of the United States. We'll be right back, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program with Sam Tittle running for president of the United States. Sam?
Yes, thank you, Jack. While we have this opportunity, would you allow me to let the folks know that they can find me and their website at www.madampresident2012.com. They'll find a lot of information out, and they're going to find out that this really is their campaign. This really is their election. Like I was saying, Jack, at the commercial break, this election 2012 is going to be one of us for all of us. And I, Sam Tittle, am going to vow, I'm going to promise the American people that they will get their government back when they vote for Sam Tittle. You know, you would have to say in your life, this is going to be the most important election. And the reason why is because the taxes that we all pay and how much money is spent by our government officials is our decision. This money should not be going to politicians and special interests. So, Jack, with God's blessing, this time we are headed to the White House, and it's going to be all of us in this election. You know, Jack, God wants his house back. He wants his country back. The United States of America was founded on God with principles, scruples, morals. He wants to be back in the home, in the classroom, in our court, in our White House. He does not want another flag flying over that White House except for the United States American flag. He wants us, Jack, as the people to realize that we have made some mistakes. But when we trust in God, and then we trust in the men and women who will be voting for themselves, it won't be like the past. We won't be making the same mistakes. You know, you probably have told your listeners a lot of times that the election of 2008 that was won by Barack Obama happened because the country was voting against George Walker Bush. The politician, the government, America had thought that if they could elect someone who was not of the establishment, we might have a better chance at creating a new environment for ourselves. But, you know, that was not to be. And the reason why, listeners, was because Barack Obama was simply a community organizer in Chicago, and although he had his law license, I want you to know that early on, just before that election, he was forced to surrender his law license. I'm sure you know that, Jack.
Yeah.
Within a very short time, just before the election, the reason he was forced was because he lied on his bar application. They had asked him if he had ever been known by another name, and he said no. He put down no. He did not tell the truth on something that was simply his entrance into the Illinois bar. And this was important because he was taking an oath as an officer of the court to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, and working under the Constitution, which is America's law, he was taking a vow that he would be telling the truth in whatever situation he was. And he did not even tell the truth, Jack, on something as small and trite as did he ever use another name. His name was Barry Sartorial.
Right.
And that he acquired that name from his stepfather. You see, his father, his biological father, a Kenyan-born man, had his child born in Mombasa Province Memorial Hospital. Barack Obama was born in that hospital, folks. And in Kenya. A lot of people already know this, and a lot of Congress knows it, and a lot of the media know it, and they just turn their heads because they don't want to believe it, and they don't want to deal with it as an issue. And they say that it's because if Barack Obama were to be thrown out of office, impeached, that our country would have an upset and there might be some racial problems. Well, race to me is water is to wet. That is exactly what race means to Sam Tittle. Racism to Sam Tittle is like water is to wet. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm a woman of color, and I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed that someone who says that he knows God, whatever God he prays to, he says that there is a difference between a white and a black man. He is the one that brought that racial problem, that racial divide into our country. We already had it, but he made it even bigger and more profound in the presidency of the United States of America. But when we get on these subjects, the most important thing, the most important reason, Jack, that I want our listeners to hear is that Sam Tittle is running in 2012 for them. I'm not taking a salary. I'm not doing it for celebrity. I'm going up there because I have a deep, deep desire and love for this country so that it will succeed in everything that we do. And I have a love for the people that are here legally. And those are issues that we would deal with. So if you would allow me, Jack, at this time, I'll just tell the folks some of the things that are the most important on my platform. We must go back to what the founding fathers started, and that was a limited government. We've got to have that. We have so many politicians in there now and so many government workers that we have got to get a handle on this so that we can take our country back.
Right.
Then I'm going to deal with jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And it's not an impossibility. I have a plan, an absolute plan, to create millions of jobs across our 50 states for every man, woman, and the child if they want to work for their family. But we've got to get back to these small businesses that aspire to become big businesses. And that's okay. We live in a capitalist country. And all we have to remember is God's word when he says, give to God what is God's, and to Caesar what is Caesar's. And what that means, folks, is that we have to pay taxes. We must pay taxes. We want our street lights on. We want our police officers like Jack McLam paid, secured. We want him to have all of the rights he should have as a police officer, because he's up on the wall for us at night. Many of you don't realize this, but if you paid attention, you would know that Jack McClam was up on the wall for us while we slept at night. And that's because of his bravery and his love of country and love of God. And he knew that he could make a difference. So we've got to do that. Now, the next thing is we've got to repeal the health care bill. We cannot mess around with it. That is like a cancer. We've got to cut that cancer out. If we don't cut it out, it's going to come back. It's going to regrow, because there could be some things that are still swimming around in there, and we can't. It's got to be completely cut out, just like a surgeon would cut out a cancer. And it can be done, because we know that there are people that have had cancer and get it cut out, and it's taken away, and they are able to be healthy. But I'm using this as a metaphor so that everyone can understand that the health care bill is a burden on America. It costs a lot of money to maintain it. We have to hire more government workers. They'll have more regulations on it. If you don't buy your health insurance, you're going to be fined. And if you can't pay the fine, the IRS gets to come after you. They get to come and collect that fine by taking your home, your car. My goodness, that is exactly what we are facing with this health care bill. So we've got to do something about that so that we are not burdened. Because let me tell you something. You can call it a cancer. I call it an enemy. When you have an enemy like that, and you know what the enemy is and who the enemy is, and you're able to go after it. And we all know that it's a bad thing. The next thing is that we've got to take care of border security. Jack has probably told you many times on his show that the border security is everything to the United States of America, from the southern border, Mexico, up to the northern border, Canada, and all around the periphery of the United States of America. We must maintain a strong border. That is like a wooden door on your front door, or a very strong wooden door on your back door of your house. And that's the only way to keep out imposters and criminals and people that want to come in here and infiltrate our streets and do terrible things to us, like those that want to build mosques or schools, Muslim schools that teach. I hear the news coming, and Jack may be putting us on hold in a moment.
Yeah, Sam, hold on. Hold on, we're going for a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back with Sam Tittle, folks. Hold on.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs.
Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Coming right back on the Officer Jack McLam program with Sam Tittle. Sam, go right ahead, my dear.
Thank you, sir, and we'll pick up right where we left off. I was telling the folks that this campaign is theirs. This is their election. They will be heading to the White House to take back their government, and I need their help. It is in your best interest, listeners, to donate to Sam Tittle's campaign, because it is your campaign. Donate at www.madampresident2012.com. Now, just to bring you back into where we were talking about, I'm going to make a statement that is incredibly true. If President Barack Obama believes that he would be reelected, it's over for this great nation, friends. Over. He would use czars, regulations, or the executive power to finish off his agenda. As it is now, Mr. Obama's doctrine is spend, 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 and it is killing America. There are countries out there who have gone through their own devastation, and you would think, my dear friends, that if Barack Obama, or Michelle Obama, for that matter, had the love of country, they would not turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to the people who are yelling out to them, stop spending. Stop it. He is running around right now in our country spending our taxpayer dollars to run his campaign to get reelected. He's not going to get reelected. And why? Because you, the American, are going to beat Mr. Obama this time at his own game. This race is your race, and you're racing to save America. And I mean it when I say that. I don't want you to think it's some kind of a stump speech that I'm telling you. I'm speaking to you from my heart. Mr. Obama will say anything, do anything to get reelected. And then it's over for this United States. And I know that all of my brothers and sisters know it. I know that our Heavenly Father is speaking to your heart, and he's telling you that we had the wool pulled over our eyes one time. Now the veil is lifted off of our eyes, and we can see clearly. So if we make a mistake this time, it's because we decided to make a mistake. And I, Sam Tittle, am not going to make that mistake. I accepted him as the President of the United States of America, but I wasn't sure until today that he had any love for America. I emphatically do not believe he loves America, because there is no man in the history of the United States of America that would do what he is doing to this country. And the reason I can speak so boldly about this, folks, is because the news media does not tell you all about what's going on behind the scenes. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, the Republicans were in Iowa for first their debate and then their straw poll. And I will never take away anything from my brothers and sisters. But I want you to understand that Michelle Bachmann, who's running for presidency as well, for the presidency, they're not going to tell you in the news that she bought those votes. And how did she do it? Well, she had Randy Travis in her tent, and what happened is, when you came to register, you paid $30, okay, folks? You paid $30. You walked up to the Michelle Bachmann campaign, and you registered. You signed in. And before you could go in there for the food and the music and all the good time, you had to go back to the voting booth, and you had to vote for Michelle Bachmann. And then you had to come back and prove with the stamp who you voted for. Then you would be allowed to be back in there. So let me tell you, I'm in there because I believe in the United States of America. I believe that if we don't stop these out-of-control, radical Muslims and out-of-control, radical czars and out-of-control politicians, we are going to lose this country, and we don't have another opportunity. That's it. It's just good old-time philosophy. I love my country. That's all it is. So I'm coming out there, and I'm the one. Go ahead.
Sister Sam, I just want to tell you that Obamanation is not our president. He's a Kenyan born in Africa, and he never was our president according to Article 2 of the Constitution. It says no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States shall be eligible for the office of president. And Obamanation is not our president. He's a phony president, and everything he does is null and void. Last week, he passed an executive order to give him control of all the food in America and all the electricity in America. So can you imagine what would happen if Obamanation turned off your electricity in America?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back after these important messages with Sam Tittle again, folks, T-I-T-T-L-E. And don't forget, her website is www.madampresident2012.com. MadamPresident2012.com. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main
Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not...
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Gonna go right back to our sister, Sam Tittle. Sam, go right ahead, sister.
I'm right here, and thank you very much, listeners, for staying tuned with us. I was speaking about Michelle Bachmann having those that straw poll win that she had yesterday, Saturday,
yeah,
on the 13th of August. And everybody has to understand that these are politicians. I believe, this is my personal belief, that Michelle Bachmann must stay in Congress. That's where she belongs. She's now practiced for the past three terms, and she can make some things happen while we get a strictly constitutional conservative, God-fearing, die-hard American into the White House, and that would be Sam Tittle, and that would be you folks, you Americans that deserve to be in that seat. On Monday, this past Monday, Obama approved a Department of Education plan to grant waivers that would allow states to bypass the most stringent requirements that the Bush era had put in as No Child Left Behind. Jack and I were telling you about the things that this man does behind the scenes. Obama thought that it's a fairy tale provision that would ask the schools to have 100% proficiency in reading and math by the year 2014. And the reason President Bush put that in there is because he found that our schools were not teaching the children what they needed to learn, and we were falling behind in proficiency in these schools. Some of our teachers don't even know the Constitution of the United States of America. How do we expect them to teach it? We're talking about states like California, Texas, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Florida. I'm not saying that all teachers do not know the Constitution, but a lot of teachers don't know the Constitution and what it stands for. Otherwise, we would not have the problems in our classrooms that we have today, because I believe that we've got to get back to love of God, love of country, and love of our family. That is one to another, each of us. We may not like everything that each of us are doing to one another, but we have an opportunity to speak up. So Jack was telling you about the things that Barack Obama has done behind the scenes, like signing the Small Arms Peace Treaty, approving that this Department of Education plan. And go ahead, Jack, so that you can just share it, and I'll pick up somewhere there with you.
Yes, Obama Nation also is having all across America in kindergarten classes the teaching that homosexuality is the best lifestyle to kindergarten kids across the nation. And he's a bisexual himself, because during the last presidential run, before he became president, two guys came forward and said that they had had sex with Obama Nation, and one passed a lie detector test that he took and proved that he had had sex with Obama Nation. And so Obama Nation is now allowing kindergarten classes to have teachers come in and teach that homosexuality is the best lifestyle. Go right ahead, Sam.
Yes, that is such a shame that we have lost our morals in this country. You know, Jack, the founding fathers never thought we would stoop so low as to have a argument about gay marriage. People are going to do what people are going to do in their own homes. But to cry out that they want to have gay marriage legalized in the United States of America for many reasons on many fronts, that is not good for this country. Not good at all. You can see what it's doing to other countries and how it's breaking them down.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we continue forward in the rights of others, of course, but the right of morality, the right to bring God back into the classroom. So I remember, Jack, and a lot of Americans remember what they call the good old days. You would come to school, you would leave your home to come and say the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer, and you would be praying for Johnny or Maria or Albert or whoever, and it caused a climate in the classroom of a desire to respect one another, which put the teacher at the forefront, who was then able to teach what we needed to be taught. But to teach homosexuality to first graders, or to teach that gay marriage is the right thing and that we might consider changing our Constitution, that's all wrong. Now, again, just reminding you, this is going to take your donation. This is going to be like your ticket ride. It'll be your bus ticket that gets you on the way to the White House. This is your campaign. This is your election. This is going to be for you. I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm just going as the leader of this movement, of this cause. And I'm going to tell America right now that I will get the Hispanic vote. I have a Spanish background. I'm second generation American. My father, first generation American, born in Texas, El Paso, Texas. You'll find out more about this at MadamPresident2012.com. But I understand what it means to be poor, friends. And I don't want to see our country go back that way, because we have Barack Obama, who comes in and puts in TARP and a stimulus and a health care bill that is big enough to choke a horse. We do not have the money to give to other countries. We've got to put borders around this country and make America first. We've got to stop, yes, sir, we've got to stop the foreign aid going out, drop it down to only 70, less than 75%, 25%, because we've got to reexamine this. So I stand corrected. A 25% foreign aid we can consider so that we're working with those that would consider themselves our friends.
Right.
Now, yes, this is important that all of these folks that are now listening understand that they're going to make the difference. This time, they're going to make the difference. It's going to give Sam Tittle the opportunity to get in front, but we're going to clean house at the White House. We're going to make sure that there's only one flag flying over the United States of America, and that is the United States American flag, our stars and stripes. What has taken us to such a fabulous life in the United States? I just love America, Jack. But I am a successful businesswoman, and I have done it for years after years after years. I worked in the contract business, which was affiliated with the United States government, and I understand the import-exporting of products. But I also understand, brothers and sisters, that we are not manufacturing things in the United States of America like we did just as far back as the 50s and 60s. We are going outside of America now to buy products from other countries, naming one, China, who would sell us, say, a memory module for our computer. They would sell that to the United States American company, corporation, for, say, $5 because their labor rate is so low, and they don't have a union wage on it. So what can be made in China for $5 to $10 and sold in the United States for $60 to $80, that is only because we are stifling our growth. We are stepping in front of our free market system. So when I tell you that Barack Obama has got to be beat, he's got to be beat. When Obama loses in this election, America, you, citizens of the United States of America, win.
That's right.
Win. Yes.
That's right.
Now,
remember, folks, remember, Sam Tittle is a Christian lady, and she listens to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly who we need in the White House at this time. Obama Nation works 100% for the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations. And he's a communist Muslim. And I've seen the pictures of him taking his shoes off, getting ready to bow down on his rug with everybody else in the White House on their rug, bowing to Allah. And so he's communist Muslim.
Yes, and then forgive me for interrupting you, Jack, but as the time draws a little closer to us ending, I want the community, our brothers and sisters, to know that Barack Obama was celebrating Ramadan just within this past week. It's a whole month's celebration for the Muslim religion. But when it came time for the Americans to have their day of prayer, my dear sir, my dear fellow Americans, he denied that prayer for all Americans. He didn't celebrate that one day, but he continues to celebrate the whole month of Ramadan.
Right.
You bet. Jack told you the truth, and Almighty God said, if you deny me, I will deny you. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I am going forward with his benediction, his blessing, so that we get to the White House and we give God back his house. We've got to clean out the house. We've got to make the congressmen and women go back to work. They have an incredible amount of money for their salaries. They take a lot of time off. And I'm all for term limits. I don't know how you feel about it, Jack.
Oh, yes. I believe in term limits, too. I think they only ought to spend two terms.
reason why I'm so firm about it, Jack, is because these people are taking over our government. They are making rules and regulations and laws up there that we can't even live under anymore. The regulations are just horrifying. Barack Obama defied two judges' orders, Jack, in the Gulf of Mexico, right off of Florida, when he was told to take off the moratorium from the oil drilling that we were supposed to be doing in the United States just after the spill in the Gulf. And he just defied them. He just, you know, just totally ignored them and then went out to Brazil, told America that he had given the Brazilians $2 billion of Americans' money to drill oil. And then he had the audacity to come out and tell us that we were going to be Brazil's number one customer. How is that for killing jobs in the United States of America? But that's not the thing that irritates me. And I'm able to say this because nobody's paying me to say this. You see, I'm working for you, Americans. I'm working for God. This time we're going to the White House because we're going to save America. And you don't have to pay me to save America. But he didn't tell the truth. He told us that he gave Brazil $2 billion, but he gave them $10 billion. And this was only after his friend George Soros was able to buy stock in Petroleum Brasilia. It's on the stock market. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. It's called Petrobras. Petrobas. And that was Petroleum Brasilia. So now we've got another country drilling for oil with our money, and then they send it back to us. They tax that so we get gasoline in our automobiles, and then we send the money back to them, okay? Uh-huh. This is ridiculous. They're doing the same thing with China. We borrow money from China because Barack Obama and the former politicians, I'm not just blaming it on the Democrats, you hear me. I'm saying that all the politicians, Republican and Democrat, have been doing this for so many years that they are out of control. They are out of control, and it is time for the people to take back your government. You got to stop this out-of-control spending. And what happens here is while he's spending all this money and sending it out to all of these countries, our American patriots and our fellow citizens are suffering. The gas is high. They have no jobs. They've been on unemployment tax. Let me tell you that. He gives them unemployment tax. And you remember there was a time when we would collect 13 weeks of unemployment. Then it went up to 26 weeks of unemployment. Well, now under Barack Obama, they have had 2 years, Jack, of unemployment tax. And that is just mortifying. Why? Because those are the people, the little percentage of people that are working, paying taxes. Their tax money is going to the government workers, and it's going to the programs, the welfare program, the unemployment tax, and all that money is being spent. And you've got the people that eventually say, why should I work? I'll just sit there with my hand out like the rest of these people. So it's time, and where these folks will find out more about their campaign is MadamPresident2012.com. That's www.MadamPresident2012.com. And send that 21 gun salute, which is $21 of your money, that will get you a bus ride to the White House so that you can get your country back. Now, just before we go, as I always watch time, I want the listeners to come back time and time again because Jack McClam is such a patriot. He loves America so much that he found this young lady that's coming out and stepping in front of this cause for you. I'm going to speak it in Spanish. I'm going to speak it in English. I'm going to make sure that every citizen of the United States of America understands it's for you.
Okay, Sam, hang on. I hear the music. We're going to go to some important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And when we come back, we're going to have 2 minutes, Sam, left. Okay, folks, don't forget, next hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'll read you that call-in number after we return.
Skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho. And before we go back to Sam Tittle, let me give out that call-in number, folks. We have one caller on the line already. Next hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program from 11 to 12 Pacific time. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. Okay, Sam, are you able to stay over a little bit next hour and take some phone calls from people?
Yes, I certainly will. And as we close this hour, I just want to tell the listeners that are stepping away now that the reason I'm going to be running, the reason that I am in this race, the reason I am in this race is because I am making America first, last, and always. I'm going to stand for those people who have come through our country's life, and they just don't understand what is happening to them today because of a government which has grown out of control. These are the forgotten citizens. And this is for anyone any one of you who love America. This is putting you first. I believe that if we do not get Barack Obama out of office, absolutely this time, it is over for this great nation.
That's
I told
right.
you before he will use, I told you, he would use czar's regulations and the executive power to finish off the United States. So
yes.
with that said, Jeff, I'll just let those folks know as they step away that I will help them restore their sense of pride in this greatest nation in the world, the United States of America. And I want to thank them for allowing me to join them this afternoon because, again, this is their campaign. It's their run for the presidency of the greatest nation in the world. And they can find our website at www.madampresident2012.com. Thank you. And I'll be standing by, Jack.
Okay, Sam. Thank you so much. Hang on, and we will probably have some calls come in for you this next hour.
Good deal.
Okay.
All right, sir.
All right, folks. Please remember that God is in control. God is in control, and he wants somebody godly that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, not wicked old abomination who's a Muslim, to be in the White House. And so I think Sam Fiddle has a great chance because God is behind her. And God is in front of her and behind her, and he's going to, I think, walk her right into the White House because she's a Christian lady, and she has told me that she's not going to take a salary, that she's doing this to save America. And that's what we need, folks, somebody that will be there that believes in God Almighty and his son, Jesus Christ, and wants to save America and bring us back under God's law and our constitutional law. Okay, let's go to that call-in number again. 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and talk to Sam Fiddle or call in and say a few words and or ask questions. Okay. God bless all of you out there. And just a second here, we'll be going to the second hour, which is totally open phones. I hear the music, so we're going to go to the second hour here right away after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.